All right, I am here to put DeepSeek to the test. I'm Dr. Imfan Akpan, and I wanted to see how DeepSeek actually works in an experiment. And I've been doing some research on stock prediction. And with this research, I have set up prompts that a single shot prompt. So it is a prompt where I'm asking a model to predict a stock price. And I've gone through this and have actually tried it with DeepSeek and did not have much success. So here's the prompt. Predict the stock's closing price on 2/3/2025 using a CSV of daily prices from January 1st, 2024 to December 31st, 2024. Consider relevant technical and external factors. Use the most effective model. So I'm going to pull up some CSV data that I've got here, and I actually have been running this. There should be something here. There we go. I've been running this earlier. I've had a lot of classroom data, but where is, there we go. Meta. So let's pull up a CSV of Meta and see what DeepSeek will do. Will it give us a predicted stock price? It's loading it. Okay. This seems good. Interesting. Model training evaluation. It's validating prediction. Make the prediction. All right. Market sentiment, implementation, conceptual prediction. Do I have a stock price? All right. It did it. So it's approximately $650. Okay, interesting. So let's see and try this with Claude. I'm not gonna touch ChatGPT, but I'm going to use Claude. What's interesting is that I tried this earlier today with DeepSeek, and it would not give me an answer. So it gave me the steps to go about predicting the stock price, but it would not give me the actual answer. So I thought that was interesting. If you notice, I've got quite a few stocks. Where was Meta? I'm trying to find. Let's see if I can look it up. Meta. There we go. So let's take a look. So that was $650 with DeepSeek. Let's see what Claude will do. This is interesting. So it's pulling up a model. So it's running a model, looking at momentum. Claude seems to be a little bit faster than. Now let's see what's happening. We don't have it. We don't have it. Let's see. So this is not a one-shot prompt. Price. Let's see. So, this is interesting. Okay. I still do not have the price prediction. So this is very interesting. Let me, I'm putting the prompt in again. Now I've reached my limit. Okay. I've reached my limit. Wow. I was not going to do this, but I think I'm going to go to ChatGPT. And since we have O3 Mini, which just arrived today, let's take a look and see what happens. If we're able to do this with a one shot with O3 Mini. So let's see what happens. I'm going to go in here. O3 Mini. First time using it. I'm not able to attach files. Okay. Not able to. So it looks like we're going to have to go with, let's see, can we use O1? All right. I'm able to upload with O1. So let's find the meta file. I'm only able to upload images. Okay. So we've got to use O4 since I'm only able to upload images. So let's do that. Now, the idea behind this is one-shot prompting. So I put in this prompt and I give it the data and then it runs through, and it's a really vague prompt because I want it to decide. So consider relevant technical and external factors, use the most effective model. So I want it to kind of work through things and come up with its own price and decide which model to use. So even with 4.0, it's analyzing the CSV file. It's looking at the data set. Now it's going to pre-process. So it's going through a whole process. So we've got a time stamp technical. So this is a simple moving average. So it's deciding what method to use. And so I know you may be asking, well, why is that so vague? That's to give the model room to think. Or will the model think? And will it think with a single shot prompt? So here we have it. So with ChatGPT 4.0, we've got the predicted price at $586.44. And with DeepSeek, we got a price of, what was that with DeepSeek? If I'm not mistaken, DeepSeek had it at 600 and there it is. 600 and, oh no, ChatGPT's 586.44. And where is DeepSeek? Claude. I lost the DeepSeek. I think it was 650 for DeepSeek. So we had a difference. So I take that back. And this is very interesting because I've been running this experiment with the models. And earlier today, I ran the same single shot prompt with DeepSeek. It would not answer or give me the stock price. Claude would. Now, I ran it with Claude. It wouldn't give me the answer, but DeepSeek did. So this is interesting. Very interesting. I will say this, that ChatGPT, of the models that I've used, it is very consistent with that single shot prompt of coming up with a predicted price. So I'm still all in on ChatGPT. I've yet to use the O3 Mini. DeepSeek, I guess it's great, but I'm not really impressed. Want to hear your thoughts, see what you're thinking. All right, next time.